Welcome to A Bit of Grace. Hi, it's Julia. I know it's been a while. I've been quiet for some months here as I've been moving through my own struggles in life. I was living with a lot of swelling and pain in my body, and I've been working it through, learned a lot, and I'm on the other side of it now, really recovering really nicely. Quite thankful on that. But it did make me aware of a lot that I had not dealt with. We think, you know, that we've looked at everything and, you know, healer type people are supposed to be perfect and always healthy. Well, gosh, every one of us has stuff. And anyone who tells you that they've dealt with everything and everything's just fine, okay, well, they can see. I hope they have, and I hope they are. But there can be some speed bumps that come up that you don't expect. Like for me, this. It had started with my one foot under my foot bothering me. And then slowly it got to be more. And anyway, let me just start with some history here. Because I knew my first thought was to do with my overuse of my body. Let's just say I had a big history of physically pushing my body past its ability and capacity at the time. I did this again and again. But as a child, I rode horses and competed at horse shows in summer. Now, in English riding, there are some rules. How you hold the reins and where your feet sit in the stirrups. Like hands together, down low, not flailing around in the air, and how your heels are down in the stirrups, which is sort of the ball of your foot in the actual stirrup. These two things strained my wrists, fingers, and ankles and feet a lot over the years. Now let's move forward. I was always, I've always been a craft type person, you know, knitting, sewing, like I'd be knitting as a teen. I mean, I was knitting sweaters, hats, and later on blankets that my children used to like to curl up in. I sewed my own clothes and lots and lots of cooking and baking. Let's just say my hands have been really busy over the years. Now, in my 20s, I did a 3-year crafts and design program at Sheridan College. Talk about using my hands. Wow. It was a super creative time and I loved it. Designing and drawing and photography, silk screening, fabrics, weaving. But where I spent most of my time was in the ceramic studio. My hands and arms were pushed far beyond the strength and ability they had at the time. We had to mix our own clay body, like to make pottery with. So, you know, I'd be lifting this scrawny little 20 something, lifting a hundred pound bag of clay up into the mixer. And that's like several types of, because you wouldn't be just using one, ingredient in the mix. So you'd be doing this again and again. And I remember the strain. It was so hard to do because I didn't have the muscles. And then before you actually start making pottery on what's called a throwing wheel, you have to wedge it. It's kind of like kneading bread, but requires a lot more muscle. And then to when you're throwing, you know, wet clay on a potter's wheel, it makes such demands on the wrists, the fingers, again and again, and your hands are in like in wintertime, kind of cold water again and again. My wrists used to ache when I'd get home. And especially when you start to create bigger pieces, so you're dealing with a lot more weight of clay, you're pushing your wrists super hard, like bending them to center the clay before you start to pull it up into, you know, thinner walls. And then let's see, now we can fast forward to last fall. I was having fun learning how to dehydrate foods from our garden. It started when we had way too many tomatoes and I was using my hands way beyond their capacity. Again, chopping and slicing far too much. So this is around when I started having my hands swelling and my wrists and my, oh my goodness, and my feet and my ankles. And anyway, it got really painful. And I continued to persevere, thinking, all right, I've got to work through this and sort it out. And I was working on myself and I could get it, you know, settled down to a certain extent. But it wasn't until I realized that I had been holding myself back really forever in thinking I didn't deserve care. I was taught to take care of everyone else. And I didn't clue in to taking care of myself. So I had pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed my physical body all of my life. So I had to get the big lesson of caring about myself and loving myself and asking for help. So once I settled into that, which wasn't easy, I started to move forward and got some help and looked for other resources that could help, and through a variety of things, moved this forward so that now today, I mean, I can walk more easily and use my hands more. They're still weak. I have to rebuild muscles, but things are coming along nicely. And what I wanted to point out is at times in our life when we're, you know, like I was in a lot of pain and frustrated and struggling in my life at that point, it's what we do at those points. Do we give up and wallow in it and self-pity and think there's nothing we can do? Or do we rise up and go, all right, how do we solve this? What needs to happen? And when we can settle down and look at things more calmly, often the reality, the true self within can give us a little talk, that little intuitive voice inside. And excuse me, if we can accept that we need some help and then sort out a lot of what's going on, wow, the possibilities are endless to, you know, move forward, rise up, get moving, and enjoy life. It's all in how you look at it. Is life giving you a struggle? Or are you struggling in how you're looking at it? I was struggling in the fact I'd much rather be helping others than myself. It was very interesting. It was a great lesson. I won't forget it. But I just wanted to say that you're not alone. You don't have to solve everything for yourself. So if you'd like some help, I'm here available if you'd like it. We can do sessions or whatever you like. But please don't feel you have to struggle in your own life on your own. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to know more about the services I offer and how I work with clients, visit juliagrace.ca and juliagracehealer.com.